Hi, I'm Eileen Rivers, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, Oscars, not so white after all. After this year's backlash, has the Academy finally learned the importance of diversity in Hollywood? From the looks of Sunday night's awards show? Maybe. Larry Wilmore points out some not-so-subtle attempts to mix things up. And would you ever mix up Oprah and Whoopi Goldberg? Somebody did, and the end result wasn't good. Wilmore, Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, and James Corden talk Oscars in today's Punchlines.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood, where the Oscars are over. The cleanup across the street is underway. Did you know this? Did you know they make the losing nominees stay after and clean up? So, Kate Blanchett with a big bag of garbage this morning. Very sad.
Last night was the Oscars. It was the Academy Awards. The night where something good finally happened in Leonardo DiCaprio's life. Congrats, Leo. You earned it. You earned it. But Leo, of course, he won Best Actor for his role in The Revenant. Amazing. He ended his speech by talking about global warming and saying that 2015 was the hottest year on record. I got to say, Leo, I've seen the women you hang out with. Every year is the hottest year on record.
This has been a long time coming for Leo. He was first nominated for What's Eating Gilbert Grape, and 22 years later, he finally won for Getting Eaten.
Spotlight won Best Picture. Spotlight was about the team of heroic journalists who uncovered the Catholic Church scandal of 2004. Of course, if Spotlight took place today, it would just be a guy from BuzzFeed tweeting 48 priests to avoid this Easter. Thank you very much.
The red carpet's been rolled up. We are back to normal. Normal for us is watching crackheads fight over a to-go container of fried rice, but normal is whatever it is. The day after the Oscars, I'll say, is always more fun than the day of the Oscars because it's when people in L.A. are allowed to eat again, you know?
I gotta say, though, there was one thing I didn't enjoy about the Oscars last night was the thank you crawls. Did you see this? The thank you things where people pre-submitted their thank yous to help speed up the awards. And it totally worked. The Oscars were only 4 hours long.
I mean, he really earned this one. To get his Oscar, Leo was mauled by a bear, buried alive, slept inside a dead horse that he rode off of a cliff. If he didn't win for that, his next movie was going to be about a man who gets swallowed by a snake, run over by a truck, but escapes to fistfight the Nazi moose who abducted his wife.
You know, I don't need to go into it, but the message was sent loudly and clearly last night. Here in Hollywood, we cannot continue to exclude people based on the color of their skin. From now on, we will exclude them only because they're not thin enough to be seen publicly. Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
But even as they tried to call out racism, this still happened. The website Total Beauty tweeted out a photo, this is true, of Whoopi with the caption, "We had no idea Oprah was tatted. Love it." Really, guys? I mean, you can't get this wrong after there's been so much controversy surrounding the Oscars. It's especially egregious when you consider these are two women who've been globally famous for decades. Hell, even the people at the website allblackpeoplelookalike.com can tell the difference between Whoopi and Oprah. After the hashtag OscarsSoWhite controversy, the Academy went out of its way last night to showcase black people. I mean, you had Chris Rock hosted it. Kevin Hart was there, Whoopi Goldberg was there, you had young black people, you had old black people, you had fake black people, you had a white guy playing Black Bird, right? They even found a brother underneath the stage. They had the show, the black conductor, there he was. I'm just saying, they pulled out the black, you guys, they did.
So again, congrats, Leo. Now you can just sit back, relax, and get fat. Seriously, I think I speak for millions of men who would love to see you get fat.
But did you see that the final song they played as the credits rolled was Public Enemy's Fight the Power? Did you see that? I mean, who are they kidding? If you're the Oscars, you are the power. Playing Fight the Power at the Oscars is like playing John Lennon's Imagine at an NRA convention. Ridiculous. So thank you, sir. Look at that. A real big clap from that guy.
But the big upset was in the Best Supporting Actor category. Sylvester Stallone was heavily favored to win, and instead the award went to this man who I believe is a high school history teacher. I don't know.
A big moment from last night that didn't happen on television was when a beauty website called Total Beauty tweeted out a picture of Whoopi Goldberg and said, "We had no idea Oprah was hashtag tatted and we love it." I know. I mean, good thing this isn't a racially charged Oscars or anything. I'm not sure anyone noticed. I mean, look, I get it. They're both powerful women who have hosted talk shows. That said, that's definitely not the reason that they confused them. The tweet was deleted and the woman who ran the social media account was fired, but she did say she's not totally bummed out because she thought the Oscars were hilarious and she loved the host, Kevin Hart. I mean...
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.